Joining us now this morning, the United Way's Executive Director, Jody Cross.
Good morning, Jody.
How are you guys doing this morning?
Fair to Midland, or maybe better than that.
Well, we're doing our best to keep up.
It's a post-eclipse show.
Yeah.
I feel that so much. Did you guys see all the stuff on social media about the eclipse? And I don't know. There were some beautiful pictures, but there was some definite out there stuff too.
See, no, I missed it. I missed all of it except a picture of the eclipse in Montana, and it looked like somebody had taken a nickel and put it over a little edge of the moon or something. But I guess it would have been the sun, huh?
Yeah, the sun.
Yeah.
Well, talk with us about 211. How's that coming along?
So 211, we're running about an average at the moment of about 50 calls a month. So for the last 30 days, since the last time we met, we've had 51 calls. And the biggest majority of them have been for rental assistance.
Hmm.
So
really?
That, mm-hmm. Yeah. So we have a lot of people that are looking at moving, which seems about appropriate. I mean, in the real estate world, this is when real estate starts to really kick off. So it would make sense that rentals are changing too. I can tell you on the back side of that, through United Way, we have been working with individuals in getting applications filled out and literally walking through the process of getting apartments. And we've had, I believe, 3 people in the last 30 days that have been given their apartments.
That's great. Now, for those who are going, 211, what is that? That's like 911, but this is non-life-threatening emergency.
Non-life-threatening, yeah. Information and referral service. So dial 211 from your phone, get connected with an operator, have a basic conversation about what's going on in life. What is it that, you know, what's a difficulty that's shown up and you just have no idea where to go to get help? And we'll get you connected with the resource that can potentially maybe help you with whatever is going on.
Yeah, now we have a great 911 center here. I don't know if they are aware of referring calls to you when they're nonspecific like that.
Yeah, they have the information. We've connected with the majority of our police officers, and they actually carry 211 business cards on them. So if they run into somebody on the street that looks like maybe they need help.
That is great.
They'll give them a call. Yeah, we've gotten calls saying, hey, there's this person on the side of the road. For example, this one came the other day. A local community member drove by and called 211 and said, hey, just drove by this person. This is the location of where they're at. This is what they're driving. And it looks like they have a flat tire, but it also looks like they're living in their car. So can you help?
Yeah. Huh.
Right. You know.
Yeah.
So the more people that know about being able to call and get connected, the better off we'll all be.
I was thinking if you lived in your car and you got a flat tire and you didn't have a spare tire, there's a major housing crisis right there.
Boy.
Right? Yeah. Right? And the heck of it is that there is a group called Tires for a Change that can help out with such a thing.
I'll be darned. Wow.
So
yeah.
That's just a bit of information you could get calling 211 if you had that kind of a crisis.
Exactly. All right. Exactly. We'll tell you who to get a hold of and phone numbers, addresses, and you can get a hold of them and say, hey, Broke down on the side of the road, blew a tire, don't have a spare, need help.
I was referred by 211.
Yep, exactly.
Well, Jody, talk with us about the workforce scholarships.
Oh, I am so excited about this. So this is the first year we've done this. We put out, so we're going to do two $500 scholarships for two graduating seniors this year. The difference with ours is that most of the time when you go to graduation, you see kids that are receiving scholarships because they're going to college. And of course, tuition is high, books are expensive, you know, and most of these kids, it's straight A students, you know, and kudos to them. They have definitely worked their tail end off to accomplish this. However, on the backside of that, about 60% of our students are going to enter the workforce. They're not looking to go to college. They're going to enter into a trade. So they might go to a trade school for a short period of time, or they might do on-the-job training. And the grades might be just average. They may be a C student, you know. So that's where our scholarships come in. We want to find the students that are looking to enter into the workforce, into a trade scenario, and get them a scholarship. So this year, first year, we have 12 applicants. So I was super excited about that. And we've gotten students from Flathead, Big Fork, Glacier, Plains, Ronan, Cutbank, Knoxon, Hot Springs. So we've definitely had a huge response. So I'm super excited. And we are going to review those about the 19th of the month, and our committee will pick two deserving students to get a workforce scholarship when they graduate.
Wow. So the Leaders of Tomorrow Scholarship, another scholarship you're going to do.
So Leaders of Tomorrow is back. 2020 tried to kill it. And for all intents and purposes, it definitely stopped it for the time being. However, our committee has taken Leaders of Tomorrow and connected it with Leadership Flathead and Leadership Montana to build a new program around, what is it, Gracious Space, the Gracious Space concepts. And have totally revamped the Leaders of Tomorrow. And so they are in the process now of taking applications. They want to try and get 30 students that are currently sophomores that next year will be juniors. Is that right?
Yeah.
And then it's a two-year program, so they will graduate from Leaders of Tomorrow their senior year. We're asking if, because it's $50 per student who gets accepted, so we're asking people if they would like to sponsor a child. $50 will sponsor a child for 2 years of leadership education, helping to build our leaders for tomorrow.
That's fantastic. So that's what's going on with United Way these days. And Jody?
That's going on.
Yeah, I mean, that's just some of what you guys are doing.
That's some of it, yeah.
Yeah. Jody
that's
Cross.
Busy, but all good.
Gosh, thanks so much for all you guys do, your staff and volunteers and everybody at United Way.
Thank you.